With the EPA's new drinking water regulations, hundreds of utilities in North Carolina may need to install stronger filters to remove PFAS. I'm WHQR reporter Kelly Knoyer, and I toured one of the most advanced facilities in the state to see what might be needed at other utilities. I'm standing in a cavernous room full of metal guardrails around giant vats of black water. The vats are full of granular activated carbon, or GAC, and they have one job at this plant: to remove forever chemicals and other tough contaminants from the water. It started filtering in October of 2022, according to Greg Purcell, the water control supervisor at Cape Fear Public Utility Authority.
Now, there's a lot of facilities across the nation who are following suit. CFPUA was ahead of the curve. Before regulation was even coming out, they were in the design phase.
GAC is close to the final step at CFPUA, so the water is already clean of many contaminants by the time it gets to these vats. And it works like this. Water in each vat slowly filters through 375,000 pounds of extremely porous carbon. Kenneth Waldrup is the executive director of CFPUA.
And then you have the static electricity effect, bringing contaminants out and being absorbed onto that medium. But the media will get saturated.
The plant has to exchange the GAC 8 to 10 times a year to make sure it can keep pulling out PFAS.
And it gets shipped out to a regeneration facility, Buffalo, New York, or Ohio, where it's put in a kiln and it's heated. And that heating process drives out the contaminants, right? It also destroys some of the GAC.
It's expensive to install these filters and to keep them running. It costs the plant an additional $4.7 million a year to run the GAC component of the plant, doubling the plant's annual costs. And building it in the first place cost the utility $44 million. That's being paid by members of the Wilmington community, not the polluters. CFPUA is ahead of the curve on PFAS for one reason. It's uniquely contaminated compared to many other utilities in the state. As Waldrup explains, the plant serves Wilmington and New Hanover County at the mouth of the Cape Fear River.
So, unfortunately, this utility was impacted by industrialization and industrial discharges from a PFAS manufacturing facility approximately 50 miles upstream of our intake, 50, 55 miles, known as the Fayetteville Works facility.
That facility, previously owned by DuPont and now owned by Chemours, has discharged per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances into the Cape Fear for decades. Recently, its ongoing pollution has largely been halted, but the surrounding environment is contaminated enough to continue leaching PFAS into the water, alongside other pollution sources. The community discovered the pollution in 2017, and CFPUA looked into how to best filter the stuff out. So when the EPA announced its finalized national primary drinking water regulation for 6 PFAS earlier this month, CFPUA was already in compliance. Not only is it already testing for PFAS, like all utilities will need to in the next 3 years, it's also already filtering out its contaminants to the strict levels that will be required by the federal agency in about 5 years. The American Water Works Association, an industry group, estimates the cost to implement the rule could exceed $2.5 billion to $3.2 billion annually, more than double the EPA estimates. The Biden administration has only put aside $9 billion for water utility upgrades to manage the new drinking water standards.
Right now, it will fall on local utilities and their ratepayers. We in the water industry are strongly encouraging the federal government to step forward, as they did at the advent of the Safe Drinking Water Act and the Clean Water Act, and offer more robust funding.
With thousands of utilities across the country expected to require additional filtration to keep out PFAS, it's forecast to be a significant logistical and financial challenge for the entire country. And while some utilities like CFPUA are suing their known polluters, others have no clear company to blame and may need to foot the bill by raising costs for consumers. For WHQR, I'm Kelly Knoyer.